I'm going to read a confession of sin that Ezra prayed in the book by his name. The specific sin he was confessing was that the Israelites had intermarried with the pagans around them. I'm not going to read those parts because I think his words could apply to any sin in our lives or in our nation. This is especially a corporate confession or even a confession of national sin. So in Ezra chapter 9, after these things had been done, the leaders came to me and said, "The people of Israel, including the priests and the Levites, have not kept themselves separate from the neighboring peoples with their detestable practices. And the leaders and officials have led the way in this unfaithfulness. When I heard this, I tore my tunic and cloak, pulled hair from my head and beard, and sat down appalled. Then everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel gathered around me because of this unfaithfulness of the exiles. And as I sat there appalled until the evening sacrifice, then at the evening sacrifice I rose from my self-abasement with my tunic and cloak torn and fell on my knees with my hands spread out to the Lord my God and prayed, 'I am too ashamed and disgraced, my God, to lift up my face to you, because our sins are higher than our heads and our guilt has reached to the heavens. From the days of our ancestors until now, our guilt has been great. Because of our sins, we and our kings and our priests have been subjected to the sword and captivity, to pillage and humiliation at the hand of foreign kings, as it is today. But now, for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in his sanctuary. And so our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief from our bondage. Though we are slaves, our God has not forsaken us in our bondage. He has shown us kindness in the sight of the kings of Persia," which would be Iran. "He has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins. And he has given us a wall of protection in Judah and Jerusalem. But now, our God, what can we say after this? For we have forsaken the commands you gave through your servants, the prophets, when you said, 'The land you are entering to possess is a land polluted by the corruption of its peoples. By their detestable practices, they have filled it with their impurity from one end to the other. What has happened to us is a result of our evil deeds and our great guilt. And yet, our God, you have punished us less than our sins deserved and have given us a remnant like this. Shall we break your commands again? Would you not be angry enough with us to destroy us, leaving us no remnant or survivor? Lord, the God of Israel, you are righteous. We are left this day as a remnant. Here we are before you in our guilt, though because of it, not one of us can stand in your presence." While Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children, gathered around him. They too wept bitterly. Let's pray. Father, like Ezra, we confess that we have violated your word, your truths that you have taught us in your word. We have sinned as a nation, and we have ignored the blessings that you have given us, the rewards you give us for being righteous. We have turned away from you. We confess that we are but sinners in your sight, that we have no right to stand before you, to look up to you. But we ask for forgiveness from the cross that Ezra was looking forward to, the way that we are forgiven through the cross. We ask for your mercy. We cry out for you to help our nation, guide it, and drive it to repentance before it is destroyed. Amen.